And good morning and welcome to a Red River Radio Spotlight. I'm Bill Beckett, the program director for Red River Radio. Coming up this weekend, October 2nd, 3rd, and 4th at Riverview Hall in Shreveport, it's the Red River Quilters Annual Quilt Show. And joining me this morning in our Knoll Foundation studios is Barbara Blake, the publicity chair for this year's show, and she's going to fill us in on all the details. Barbara, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you, Bill. I appreciate the invitation.
So this year's theme is the Ruby Jubilee, celebrating Red River Revel's 40th anniversary. I almost jumped into our own anniversary. And you've been affiliated with the Revel for 10 years now. And so how did you become affiliated with the Revel? And tell us about your affiliation with them over the years and how you're celebrating their 40th anniversary this year.
I know some vague details. It started around the early 2000s. One of our members, who's now passed on, had some connection. We'd been holding our show at various places around the community. It seemed a natural fit because of them being an arts festival.
Right.
Over the years, you know, we've had a good association with them. We've tried to tie in with their anniversaries or things going on, their themes. This year, because it's their 40th anniversary, Ruby is a 40th anniversary jewel.
Right.
So we've tied in with that. We were lucky enough to get an exhibit within the quilting community. There's an organization that holds international quilt festivals. The one they held in Houston last year was their 40th anniversary. They had a collection of several hundred red and white quilts, and we were able to obtain 40 of them as a special exhibit for this to tie in with the Revel's anniversary.
Now, ruby is a color that goes back through history. Can you give us a little bit of the history of this color and its association with quilting?
Yeah, it's been very prominent in quilting. To represent, especially in American quilting, to show love, power, lust, strength, blood, fire, death, war, and victory. And then white, denoting innocence, was often used as a relief to the bold red colors.
Right. Now, this pattern is also very popular, is it not, in American quilts, is the use of that bold red color?
Yes. In some other countries, of course, red means other things, but it's a power color in the United States.
So now you're also going to have a huge selection of other quilts. How do you go about soliciting the quilts for a show like this?
It's kind of being aware of what's going on and maybe reaching out. Last year we had an exhibit of feed sack quilts, and it was through our program chairman's just observance of different things and making some contacts, found an exhibit of had 30 or 40 quilts that we were able to obtain. It's sometimes just a tip from another member or just kind of paying attention to literature across the quilting community.
Now, when you say from last year, feed sack quilts, is this from the old feed that farm animals, they would get their feed from?
Exactly.
Okay, so you take these as a kind of a tribute to the history of America and the whole agricultural community?
Exactly. Yeah, feed sacks, because they were fabric, were often used when they were finished with the feed to construct quilts and garments. And in fact, some women would direct their husbands or whoever to go to the market to get a certain pattern bag so that they could finish something. So it became quite a crazy thing.
So instead of bringing back bananas and milk, bring back this pattern of feed sacks so that I can finish this quilt.
Exactly.
Well, now, this year, your special featured quilter is going to be from Houghton, Louisiana, just right down the road. Can you give us a little bit of idea about her and her background?
Jackie Pierce. And Jackie is a longtime member of the Guild. She's quite an avid quilter. She worked for many years, but I think has retired maybe 15 years ago. And since then has been really prolific in making quilts. She had some background from her grandmother, not really learned from her, but later picked it up from some sewing classes in a local store, and just has really embraced it and done a lot of variety of things.
So now one of the things that you're going to be doing is you're going to demonstrate some techniques and have some kind of, you know, hands-on or some explanation for those who might want to get into quilting. Can you give us a little bit of background on that?
Because the focus of our guild as a whole is to promote quilting and the art of quilting in the community, as part of our show, we do demonstrations, and sometimes we will have vendors that have quilts and sewing-related items, nothing that you will see in the rest of the Revel booths. So some of our vendors will demonstrate either a product or a technique, as well as some of our members. So that's open to the public. You get some idea of sewing or quilting techniques, and it's a good visual demonstration to show people what we do.
So now, give us a little bit. I think of quilting as a particular American kind of folk art form, but I'm sure I'm wrong on that. I'm sure it does go back. But can you give us a little bit of the history of quilting as an expression of folk art in America and across the world?
The little bit I know about it is certainly back in the Civil War and some of the slave trade. There were symbols in quilts that they used to get messages to each other, you know, places to meet and mm-hmm. places to go and things like that. But I know that's a big part of quilting in America. I think it's universal, but it certainly in America started as a way to use scraps.
Right.
You know, after you made clothing, then you had scraps to do bed covers.
Right. Well, now you're going to also have a silent auction. What are you going to be auctioning off this year?
We'll have mostly quilts, and they will be various sizes that are available to buy. Well, a silent auction, so bidding on it. Some of the quilts in our show are from our members, and they're not for sale. So these are items that can be sold, and somebody could take home,
right. You
know, a treasure.
So there's going to be vendors there, so there will be quilts for sale, and then there'll be demonstrations. Well, what about fractured rubies?
We were looking for a design that involved color red. And one of our members came across this pattern. The pattern is actually, I think, fractured diamonds, but mm-hmm. we made it in red and called it fractured rubies for our guild. We make a quilt each year, usually about a queen-size quilt, and we sell tickets for it. And then on Sunday afternoon, pick one winner. You don't have to be present to win. So there have been times when we've shipped it across the states to someone who was there earlier in the week or bought a ticket.
So now is this a fundraiser for the guild then?
It is, because we do a lot of community service projects.
Can you tell us a little bit about those community service projects? I know you reach out to school kids.
We do. As part of our affiliation with the Revel, there are a couple things we do. During the school week, so starting next Monday, the Revel brings in fourth grade students from Bossier and Caddo schools and has some art activities for them. And we run one of the art activities where we'll have a 6-inch block of muslin and fabric markers and ask the children to draw some sort of colorful or cheerful picture. We take those squares and heat set them so the colors won't run or fade or bleed or get on your fingers. Put those together with other fabric and make small lap-sized quilts that we give to local hospitals for ill children.
Wonderful. So it's a wonderful outreach and an uplifting thing to do as well. So can you give us some background on other special things that you might have going on this year?
Yeah, let me tell you a little more about the Revel. Also, on next Saturday, the last day of the Revel, we'll run a children's sew day, where we'll have sewing machines, and we have an art activity for the children as well on Saturday. They can come and put together a little tote bag or water bottle bag that they can take home with them. They can also color a square there. So that's in addition to the children, the 4,000 or so children that come through the Revel during the week.
So it's a lot of a chance to do some outreach with kids and mm-hmm. a great chance for, you know, parents who want to get out there and kind of show their kids a little bit of their roots, you know, because America is a nation that basically has learned to make do with little and make do very well with little over the generations. And of course, that's a big part of our history is how to take a little bit and turn it into a lot. And quilting being one of those great expressions of that.
Yes.
Well, tell us about the days and times that you'll be up there and how do folks get ticket information?
We open Friday at 10 a.m. So Friday is 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., Saturday 11 to 6, and Sunday 11 to 4. On Friday, the Revel is not open, so it's $5 to get into our show. On Saturday and Sunday, the entrance to the quilt show is included in the Revel ticket.
Okay. So if you're coming down to the Revel, then by all means, stop over to Riverview and get a chance to see all this fabulous artwork. So, well, do you have any final thoughts you want to share with folks, maybe to entice them to come on out and see all of this great American artwork?
Our guild has almost 250 members, and each year at our show, we have right around 200 quilts that our members put in the show. It's open just to our members. We bring in a judge to judge the show, and so we have different categories. So you'll see a variety of things. You'll see symmetrical patterns, you'll see modern artistic, you know, expressions. You'll see a variety of things. So all colors, all things. You'll see some t-shirt quilts. You'll see all kinds of things. So there's really something for everyone. Some are more youth oriented. So maybe a quilt that's been made for a child or maybe mm-hmm. even a youth. We do have some youth members, you know, that make quilts. I think it's a great time, and it is definitely an art expression. It's not your typical grandmother's quilt anymore. They're made by machine. They're still made by hand at times,
yeah.
embellished with crystals, buttons, thread, all kinds of things.
Yeah, just a fabulous way of expressing our own artistic creativity through a pattern and design. So, Barbara, I want to thank you for stopping by today.
I appreciate the time. Thank you.
You betcha. That was Barbara Blake, and she's the publicity chair for this year's Red River Quilters Annual Quilt Show. That's going to be taking place this weekend, October 2nd, 3rd, and 4th at Riverview Hall in Shreveport, and you can find complete details by visiting them online at RedRiverQuilters.com. This has been a Red River Radio Spotlight, and for Red River Radio, I'm Bill Beckett.